all tied in together. They're right. Amen. Look at our text we've chosen this morning, verse 11. We read all these things about the leading up to the coming of the Lord and the snatching away of the church or gathering to the Lord. Then in verse 11, the Bible says, and for this cause, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved, he said, for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie.
Right.
Great delusions. Webster's 1828 dictionary tells us that the word delusion is defined as, number one, a false representation. Lord, we've seen that, haven't we?
Right.
I'm talking about groundwork now.
Amen.
Amen. Well, have we seen that? A false representation.
Right. Amen.
False as it can be. Yet the people are so blinded to it, it don't matter at all to them. They don't care, man. They're hell-bent or whatever to get him in as president. Could it be that the delusion has already started? Think about it.
Amen.
I don't believe that delusion is just for the Antichrist. Is that for that very moment? I don't. I mean, Paul said it's already started back in his day. The mystery of iniquity has already worked, he said, in Paul's days.
Right. Amen.
The first century.
Yeah.
Think of that. You think it ain't going now? You're nuts.
Right.
John said there's many antichrists already out in the world.
Amen.
That's what he said in God's days.
Right. Amen.
Lord, don't try to limit God. Don't try to put a time limit on the Almighty.
Amen.
There's no time on Him. There is no time on that Bible.
Amen.
There is no time at all. That Bible.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God I serve the timeless God.
Amen.
And I read and preach and teach the timeless Bible.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Scripture goes on to say, not only is it a false representation, but it's an illusion. An illusion. The word delusion is. They're seeing something that's not there.
Right.
That's what illusion is, am I right? They're seeing something that's not really there. There's nothing to it. It's an illusion.
Right.
Amen. Then let me give you, I can preach on these three definitions here an hour easily, but I'm not going to. Let me give you a third one out of Webster's. It says also that the word delusion is defined as an error or mistake proceeding from false views.
Right.
Boy, does that wake you up this morning?
Amen.
And if you've been following the news any at all,
oh yeah,
and you should keep up with the news somewhat. You don't have to be a news fanatic, but you need to keep up with it. Either I don't know if I encourage you to read the Communist Journal or not.
No.
I don't know. They're as left wing as they can be. You probably read a bunch of lies like that New York Times been putting out.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Oh yeah. Right.
See, the only news network you can trust right now, Fox News Network. Y'all say amen only.
Amen.
Hey, I'm telling you right today. I'm your pastor. I'm trying to help you.
Say
amen. I'm trying to help you if you want some help.
Right.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you just exactly what Joshua told his people. Choose you this day whom you will serve.
Right. Amen.
Amen. In the devil of the Lord.
Right.
You're going to have to do the truth, praise God. You got me for a pastor, and if you don't think I'm preaching the truth to you, you'll go find your church where you get the truth. I don't know where in the world you'd go. Probably have to go overseas. You might find one over there. You might go find too many around this area that's preaching the truth. Or I've got enough backbone to preach the truth.
Amen.
Amen. So scared and shaking to run somebody off as a big father, they won't preach the truth of the Word of God. That's not a bug being one way or the other. God owns in control here. If he wants heavens to go,
amen,
it will go. If you don't want it to go, stop.
Amen. Right. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
This church is like my preaching. Those God preachers, soon we all preach. When he quits preaching, soon we all shut up.
Amen.
When I know God serves me, Brother Jim, and won't give me the power, the wisdom, the unction that I need, and I'll retire the pulpit, praise God, and I'll go home and get my fishing pole down.
Right. Amen.
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 That's how dogmatic I am about it.
Amen.
Amen. I said it's a false representation, an illusion, an error or mistake proceeding from false views. Kind of like A watch my Uncle Willie Duncan bought one time. He came up to show it to me, give $5 for it. Had a gold thing, a pretty one. Good looking one. Good looking that watch right there on my arm. And he said, what are you going to believe? He said, I got a 23 dual Elgin for $5 upon a trade house. Yeah, now let me see it. Pull it off, and I looked at it. I looked at it, and I said, well, you're saying Elgin? No, it's us, and no, it's Elgin. He said, what? I said, it's an Elgin. E-L-B-O-N. I said, you were looking for an Elgin. And you got to lose your time. You thought it was an Elgin because you wanted it to be an Elgin. It's not an Elgin. It's an Elgin. And that's the way this character is today. He's not what they think he is. They want him to be. They're seeing an illusion of him. That's all.
Right.
But be part of the great delusion. The Almighty.
Amen.
Send it down upon this earth today.
Right. Amen.
Amen. And get laid groundwork for the Antichrist.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you, you better start thinking that day. I guarantee you, about some things that are going to count
right. In
eternity.
Amen.
Amen. Matthew chapter 15, verse 14, Jesus said, listen to this. He said, talking about that religious crowd, the top denomination of that day and time, the old Pharisees and the Sadducees, and he said they'd be blind leaders of the blind. Blind leaders of the blind, he said, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch.
Right. Amen.
Amen. That's exactly what we're seeing today in our government. Blind leading the blind.
Yeah.
Amen. Blinded to the things of God.
Right.
Anytime anybody will stand up and hurrah somebody and praise somebody that's for killing babies.
Amen.
I'm telling you.
Right.
Or for gay rights.
Right.
They don't have any rights.
Amen.
They don't have any more rights than a stinking murderer has rights, or a rapist has rights, or a thief has rights.
Right.
If they got rights, then they got rights too.
Right. Amen.
If I were a thief and I were caught stealing and took before a court of law, I'd say, hey, that same Bible says it's wrong to steal, says it's wrong for a man to have relations with a man and a woman with a woman, yet you are standing up here and saying it's all right, they married.
Yeah.
Right. How are you going to prosecute me?
Yeah. Amen.
I'm just as innocent as they are. I guarantee you that would be my platform for my innocence.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
God help us today.
Right.
They've forsaken the word of God today.
Amen.
God sends them strong delusion. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
They don't believe a lie. This is the beginning of judgment, I believe.
Right.
Amen.
Right now. I'm telling you. You mark it down, judgment on America.
Right.
Thank God I'm a Christian. See, I've got that everlasting consolation.
Amen. Right.
I mean, and that last everlasting consolation for the Christian covers the entire nation.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen. God's got everything under control. I cast all my cares upon Him.
Right.
Amen. I'm going to vote for the right one. Then it's in the hands of the Almighty.
Right.
If he lets it go the other way, he'll be done it for a reason.
Yes, sir.
Right. The Bible says the powers that be are ordained of God.
Right.
Did the same thing with Bill Clinton when he got in.
Yes,
he had the same kind of platform. I said, well, I've done everything I can. I've talked out against him as much as I can, much as possible. I voted for the other candidate. And he's in. Lord, it must be your will because you allowed it to happen. You got a reason for it, so you take care of it. It's in your hands. I cast it all on him and leave it there. Just like I do a message when I preach it. I go home, buddy, and I just leave it in the hands of God.
Right.
Amen.
That's all I can do. I'm just a human being. I'm fine. He's infinite. Amen?
Yeah.
I'm just a creative, and he's the creator. We don't have any say-so in it.
Amen.
God's the sovereign one.
There he is. There he is.
God help us today to see that. I pray that God help me to show you what I want you to see today. You say, preacher, what about this great delusion? Well, let me give you just a little insight if I can from the Word of God. Number one, write them down. It's a great delusion because of the one and only great God who sends it.
Right.
That's the reason it's great. Because God's the one that sends it. Amen. God can't do anything about greatness.
Right.
Amen. That's right. Praise God. He who sits in heaven on his throne and stretches his legs out over the universe and uses the earth as a footstool, how great can he be?
Amen.
Amen. He's a great God today.
Amen.
And everything he does is great. Praise the Lord. What a great God we serve today. Amen. He's great. He's great in this service that we have here.
Amen.
If we let Him, He wants to be great in everything in our lives. If we let Him, if we yield ourselves to Him. He said, you have not because you ask not. He wants to extol His greatness to every child of God here today.
Amen.
God wants to do that. He wants us to be exposed. My wife can't get around poison ivy. She can look at me and gets on her. You see, what happens? She gets exposed to it. I want to be exposed to God. I want God to break it all over me.
Yes, right.
Everything, I want God.
Yes.
I want His greatness to break it all over me.
Right.
When I stand to preach the Word of God, I want to be a great message. I want people to say, hey, oh brother,
yes.
What a great message today. I believe fire is on Him today. Yes. I want to tell you something. There will not be any greatness about it if God isn't on it all through your life.
Amen.
There's something in the armor that cannot has put together and tried to piece together and bring it to you, the whole planet. Though the greatness of God is not upon it.
That's right.
He's a great God, therefore. It's a great delusion.
Right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
In Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4, the Bible said He is a rock. His work is perfect. What about that? These shoddy services today, these shoddy churches today, it's not the work of the Lord. God works a perfect work. These people that claim to be saved never come back to the church. That's not God. God's not in them. He ain't been back to the house of God. If he has somebody who wants to bring his body in you and not want to go to the house of God, don't you give me that baloney. I don't believe it. I tell you to hush your mouth. I don't want to hear it.
Amen.
He's a great God and a perfect God.
Yes, sir.
If He saves you, you have a perfect salvation.
Amen.
You have a perfect person in you.
Right.
And you will have a desire to go to the house of God.
Right.
Amen. Sick of that kind of teaching. I believe that part is great apostasy. That kind of teaching is going around today.
Right. Amen.
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 I believe that. He said His work is perfect. That's what it says. For all His ways are judgment. when David Sarnoff, he was the one that invented the television set. God bless his heart. He invented TV. A Russian inventor. David Sarnoff. When he got that thing made, he says, you know, this thing is going to be able to sit and see a picture on it and hear the voice on it. And somebody said, well, turn it on. It's perfect, but right now you can't see anything. But it will eventually. It will eventually. This person just got saved, and they're perfect inside. Right now you can't tell it. I know they ain't been back to church in years since they made their profession of faith. You can't tell, but there's a perfect work done.
Right. Amen. There's a perfect work done in something, but you're going to see that work of perfection in its workers. Amen?
I guarantee you are. That's what I'm trying to drive home to you today. God's a perfect God. He's working a perfect work. He said all His ways are judgment, God is truth, and without iniquity. Just and right is He.
Right.
Amen. So we see it's a great delusion because of the one and only great God who sends you. Secondly, I believe it's a great delusion because of the great salvation that's rejected. Look at verse 10 there.
Right.
Verse 10 in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verse 10, he said, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, why they perish? Because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved.
Yeah. Amen.
Let me stop right there just a minute. John said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Right.
Look at what he said here, and Paul said here to the church of Thessalonica. He said, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. So what did John say to him? These people that are so infatuated and so in love with the world, they can't break loose from it, they're not saved.
Mm-hmm.
He said the love of the Father is not in them.
Right.
That's what he said. Absolutely. There's something to think about it. And I thought I'd throw that out there to you. It's not even part of the message. I'll give it to you anyway. Amen. Boy, because of this great salvation that's rejected here in verse 10.
Right.
They wouldn't receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. So they get a great illusion. A strong illusion. But when God says strong, it's strong. I'm telling you right now. He talked about that strong eastern wind that came over the island of Melinda there and over Paul and them on the ship. The ship was broken up. Oh, man, it was a mess.
Yeah.
When God talks about strong, it's strong. And I mean, it's hard. It's something hard to deal with. Amen.
Right.
It's a great delusion, and because of this great salvation that has been rejected, you'll be a part of it if you're here today and you're lost. Lord, if you've been a member of this church years and yet are not saved, and if you're not, you know it because God has already showed you.
Right.
You can't be saved and be able to preach to you here and not know. There's no way. It's like being lost on the highway and 20 people tell you the same thing. Hey, all you need to do is go over there and turn right and turn left and right back on the road. They keep telling you, how do you do it? Go there and turn right and turn left and right back on the road. All you do is go there and turn right and turn left and right back on the road. And for 10 years or 8 years or 6 years or 5 or how many years they keep telling you that and you're still lost and not know it? Oh, there's no way. You know whether you're lost or not. In all the gospel messages you've heard from this pulpit, not just from my preaching, but I've been preaching for 27 years now in this church.
Right.
The 8th of November.
Yeah.
And all these other preachers, Lord, that have preached in this pulpit down through the years, and you're still lost, you're stubborn, you're hard-hearted, you're as adamant as flint.
Right.
And you'll succumb to this delusion so easily. And you'll die and go to hell. There you'll be returned.
Right.
That's the proof. That's the facts.
Amen.
That's the Bible you have here on that. And it's great salvation. And they deserve it. Time after time after time, God gives people a chance to get saved. Gives them the truth. Pounds them with the truth. Mm-hmm. They still reject and go and live their lives in the world, in the flesh, where they want to. They deserve what they get. Don't you all agree with that? They really do. They deserve what they get. I'm telling you. They do. In Hebrews 12 and verse 25, he said, see that you refuse not him that speaketh. For they escape not who refuse him that spake on earth. Much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. The Bible says, how shall we escape? What is this scripture? Now, neglect so great salvation. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Well, there's no way. There's no other remedy but Jesus. He is the remedy. There is no other remedy.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. That's right. Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe it. Amen? So we find then, because of this great salvation that's rejected, there'll be a great delusion. Then I find thirdly, because of this great damnation that's in waiting. We have great delusion. Because of the great damnation that's in waiting. Look at verse 12. He said that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. God said that they all might be damned.
Right.
That's why you give them this strong delusion. They don't have any chance. Don't believe this nonsense that you can go in the tribulation period and get saved. That you've heard the gospel. It's a lie.
Right.
That right there shows you the truth. You can't accept that. You might need to get yourself right with God. And examine yourself if you can't receive spiritual truth.
Right.
Amen. I believe we've got a lot of people today that can't receive it because they don't have the means to receive it.
That's right.
You need to know man teach you who the Bible says, but the anointing you have, that's the Spirit teaching you all things.
Amen.
If you can't receive the spiritual truth, you might not be saved.
Right. Amen.
Right.
Amen. It's true.
Amen.
And so, because of this great damnation that's in waiting, he that believeth on the Son is not condemned, but he believeth not on the Son is condemned already. You see, you're already condemned.
Right.
It's just in waiting.
That's right.
If it is, you're in waiting. You are. You're in waiting. But you're just like Cora. You're just waiting for the bottom to drop right and go down into the pit.
Right.
without Jesus.
It's the truth.
It's the truth. It's in waiting. Now, God prepares hell for the devil and his angels. Now, that's a fact. Jesus said that. He did not prepare it for any human being. But he has stated, if you fail to repent of your sins, receive Christ as your Savior, you'll go to life. You'll go to life. You're condemned. It's just in waiting. The damnation for you, it's in waiting. It's waiting on you right now. It is. I'm telling you right now it is.
Right.
I mean, maybe you ladies, before you left this morning, you put on a pot roast or something or other. And I hope you've done it all where it won't burn. Amen. But you got a dinner about half done. All of it, the fixings and everything. And so you can say it's just in waiting. When we get there, we'll get into it. Amen. I'm telling you right now, damnation is in waiting for those that have rejected Christ.
Right.
And God sends them strong delusion that they should believe a lie.
Right.
If it were possible for me to preach this kind of message on the other side, amen, and during the tribulation period after God's, they wouldn't believe it. They wouldn't believe it. They wouldn't receive it. They've got strong delusion upon them, the Almighty. They're blinded. And they're just in waiting for damnation.
Right.
I tell you, put chills on my back to think about dying and going to hell.
Yeah.
Scared me to death.
Right.
Amen. Didn't always scare me to death. It scared me when I got to hearing preaching, gospel preaching, and the Holy Ghost began to convict my heart and shine light upon me, show me what it was. You won't be scared till you hear that.
Right.
That's what puts the chill in you. Amen.
Right.
That's what puts the fear in you, say, Word of God.
Right.
You lost your say, the Word of God is what puts fear in you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Can't give no other way.
No.
You talk to the couch come home, but if you don't use the Word of God, it won't do a thing for you. Good illustration won't do a thing for you if you don't lace it with the Word of God.
Right.
Preacher, you get up and don't do anything to tell Paul's tales and stories. If they don't lace it with the Word of God, have a good text, it'll not do a thing for a person. It'll not do a thing for a person. Amen.
Right.
It's true. It's true. Paul is a great salvation. That's regenerated. It is a great salvation. Oh, Jesus, listen to me. What Jesus did, he came down and took upon the flesh of man and walked approximately 33 years upon this earth and then went to an old rugged cross.
Right.
He suffered for you and I. He suffered shame for you and I. Almighty God did that for you and I. Don't tell me it's not a great salvation. It's not a salvation that you can make light of and talk back to a preacher and talk down on a preacher on the Word of God. I'm telling you right now,
right.
Everybody that does that deserves this great delusion. That they all might be damned.
Right.
It's sorry. Much of you ever seen so much stuff put out today, movies against God? Ridicule His name.
Yes, sir.
I got one out right now. Ridiculing the name of God, acting like God doesn't exist. It's awful. Some things just not out right now. It's wicked. It's awful. It's terrible. Hey, look, you want to hate for a little Sarah Hayden? I tell you what, they hate her, but she was against abortion.
Yes, sir.
She's against homosexuality.
Right. That's right.
Hey,
right.
All the women were for the women until they got a woman that stood for something.
Yeah. Right.
They were all for Hillary Clinton, though.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Right. They were for her.
Right.
But she wouldn't speak out against abortion.
That's right.
She got against homosexuality.
You're right.
She didn't meet with her. It's her. Hey, look at those things.
Everybody.
The women are saying
that's right. That's right.
What I'm talking about.
Exactly right.
Hey, man, I've never been an advocate of putting a woman in office, but I guarantee you one time, I think I can shiver and quiver a little bit without her going.
Amen.
Amen. And then it on me. It doesn't matter to me.
Amen. You're right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I said, because of this great salvation that's rejected, it's a great delusion. Great delusion that is sent to them. Then I've got another one here. I find also because of this great... Well, I've done touched on that. This great damnation that's in waiting. Man, God must have wanted me to go back on that one point again. Because I was getting ready to fall down here and I went back up the other one. But in Matthew 23, verse 33, Jesus said unto that religious crowd again, He said, "You serpents, you generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? How can you escape the damnation of hell?" So it's there, just in waiting for you. Let me give you another one. I find also because of the great devastation of planet Earth. Oh, my. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a great devastation of planet Earth. This delusion is sent upon the people.
Right.
Why? So they might be there. They'll take part in that, buddy. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you right now, they're going to pay. They're going to pay. I'll assure you. God said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Is that what he said?
Right.
Look at it like a calf turning in the gate.
Right. Right.
Amen. Go away and suck the hound, the word of God. They're going to reject Christ and make light of him, make the fun of his blood and halt him.
Right.
And live in a bouquet of roses throughout eternity. You're not going to do that.
Amen.
Gonna be here. You're gonna be here, buddy, to take part
in
all this devastation that the Almighty will allow to come upon this earth.
That's right.
You talk about devastation, you ain't seen that. You think Katrina was something? You ain't seen that.
Right.
But Don Lowe used to say, all pshaw. I don't know what that means. I'm telling you right now, you ain't seen that. You think that tidal wave in the middle there, they call it a peace anomaly. That's what somebody called a peace tsunami. That's a tsunami. We always call them tidal waves. They got a new name for everything now. Bible said not to give the band they're getting to change. Not be
right.
They're trying to change everything.
Yeah.
Trying to change their government too.
Yeah.
Trying to make soldiers out of it.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Bless your little sweet heart. Praise God. I ain't a lousy communist. I ain't no socialist. I'm a capitalist.
Amen. That's right.
I'll die a capitalist.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. I don't believe in spreading around the money. I don't want you to take a little bit of money. I've got to get some stank low down the age who sits over here in a government paid house and
Right. Called
a check for not doing anything. Some drunk and drawing a check for being a drunk.
Amen. Right.
Dope addict. Drawing a check for being a dope addict.
Right.
48% of the people need work up.
Yes.
Want to cut without a friend.
Yes. Amen.
I don't think this, brother. Boy, I can help the top of that little bit this morning.
Great.
I don't want to go to the top. Say your son, Jared, work his head off, get his dirt in the book with a plumber, and he needs to work his brains out, to get him a little business built up when he's coming. He just get my business built up real good. Then some low down and run around plenty while the bomb comes along and takes half of his back.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, amen. Praise God. It's awful. You say you might go to jail, preachers like that. We'll take me to jail, sweetheart.
Yeah, preacher.
I guarantee there'd be 1,000 preachers there.
Amen.
Over the next day.
Yes, sir.
That might be the best thing to happen in the place.
Right.
Not really racing team.
Right. Preach on.
For the rights.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'm 64 years old. I got some dying jails, dying where else right now.
Mm-hmm.
At least I'll be doing it for glory to God.
Yeah. Amen.
My buddy stayed 12 years in the old bed from prison. 12 years for preaching the word of God on the streets. 12 years he laid in that. And the old queen said, John said, I'll let you out today, honey. If you let's not preach what you preach in the streets, he said, if you let me out at noon, I'll be preaching there for you.
Amen.
12 years he stayed in prison.
Amen.
Because he dared preach out against the church of England.
Right. Amen.
Amen. God revive the spirit of patriotism in America.
Amen.
Not real preachers and Christians.
Right.
There are more Christians than there are politicians.
Amen.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
There are more Christians than are Republicans. There are more Christians than are Democrats.
That's right. Preacher.
Son, I'm going to tell you something. Let me put this for the record, too. You put it on the internet. I don't care.
Amen.
I'm telling you right now, they're raising Cain now. The Western Herald said that Kentucky was racist. Democrats think that only 70% of the states went against Obama. I'm not going to think there are some racism in Kentucky. I've heard on every state prison all down the northern states. God, but they have too. They're racist. They're big as the Indians, I guess.
Yeah.
It's all racist.
Right.
I'm telling you, I'm going to try to preach. I know what I'm talking about. Am I right, Brother Henry? It's racist out there against the Indian.
Yeah.
The Indian is a little whining. I'm going to go around crying all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. You know, I'm going to tell you something. Big part of those people that won't vote for him have got good sense. They don't want to vote for that platform.
That's right. Exactly.
I'll tell you right now, the blackest black man that ever lived, if he runs with some good conservative ideas, and he runs, he's against abortion, he runs, he's against homosexuality,
He runs, used to just put a turn of that school all over him.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, man, it's still not a sin problem. It's a sin problem.
Amen.
It's a sin problem. The low down prince of this world, the prince of darkness, has got his hands upon this bunch.
Right.
Amen.
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 True.
Yes, sir.
True. Oh, my. Devastation like you've never seen before on planet Earth. Oh, you think about the hatch of hell is raised up, and a smoke comes out of that, just darkens the whole world. And out of that smoke comes locusts. In the form of horses. Think of that. How do you do that? I mean, scorpion. In the form of horse, scorpion. It has a stinger in its tail. And it's its duty to sting men for 6 months. Now, you think about that. Have you ever had a sting by a scorpion? I've had a scorpion. I've had a post time to have a big spider sting. A big old red, big old brown fruit spider stinging. Well, then it felt just like, dog, if I would have smelled like an ice pick and stuck it back in my back. It never swelled or anything, but that's what it felt like. Now you think about 6 months, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, you're going to get stung. But those four, I don't believe that preacher. I know you don't. You say that you don't believe it because you're lost.
Right. Right.
Believe the word of God.
Right.
See, they also said them things will have a head. They'll have a head like a lion. Mm-hmm. And a crown. What's the real wicked? But a crown on their head.
Yeah.
I think it's more or less to ridicule. Ain't one. There's one that's worthy of a crown of the dead, and that's Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
And tell that to the devil, because the Bible says, and they have a master, and his name is Abaddon, or Apollyon, which is Lucifer, the devil.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
You yes, think of that, bud. Devastation. Oh, my Lord. Listen, all the fresh water turns to blood.
Right. Yeah.
So the water turned to blood. Then it goes on to say the seed water. The seed turned to dead man's blood. Now, that's making a distinction there. I'm talking about devastation. During this great tribulation, you'll have to drink pure blood to drink it. Because the water, you drink the water, will become pure blood. And you turn your water on, get your glass of water, it'll be pure blood. You get your shower, you take your shower, it's pure blood. That's what I'm saying. And then it says the seed will turn to dead men's blood. My Lord, stinking the stuff there was. It's the blood of a dead person. That's why they got to get it out as soon as you die. Any mortician will tell you, as soon as a person dies, they like to get their hands on them so they get that blood out of there. Puts that blood out of there and put him bomb and put in behind it because it's the first thing that corrupts. And it stinks to high heaven when it corrupts. That's where the stink comes from. See, years ago, they always kept them up 3, 4, 5 days at home. They'd bring them home and put them in the living room, usually, and have a bell hole and keep flies off of them. Y'all remember those days? And we'd sit up and eat 3 days and nights and sit up with the baby. I'm still figured out why those little kids are not sitting up with me. Eating one of them. Sitting up with the baby. Everybody set up with the dead. I learned that lesson when I was just a kid. It was our duty to go set up with the dead. Amen. And they never stayed because that blood was taken out of there. Lord, it would have been awful smell in that house the first day if they hadn't got that blood out of there.
Right.
And whatever you think about that, the entire earth's going to be like that. You talk about a stench going up on the earth. I'm going on a hailstone wet earth ground. Fire coming down from heaven. Blood coming down from heaven. Devastation on this earth like it's never seen before.
Right. Amen.
It'll be a terrible time. In Matthew 24 and verse 21, listen to this, what Jesus said about that time. He said, for these shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world. You know what he's saying there, don't you? All those famines and those wars and those, even the great flood itself. And even the plagues that were put upon Egypt was a type of tribulation. Those things ain't nothing. A part of this. That's exactly. Let me read that again to you. He said, these shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be. Thank God for that. Thank God for that. Amen. What a blessing that'll be. Amen. Let me give you another one.
get into them. This will be the last one of these points here, and then we'll get into the second message. I said because of the great devastation of planet Earth, as you know. Why, preacher? Because this great illusion, that's the reason for it.
Right.
And it says because of the great infestation of demonic beings. Oh, man. Demonic beings. We said a little while ago the devil's going to be the king over those locusts, over the scorpions. He'll be the king over them. He'll be the king over the locusts. He'll be the king over everything that's mentioned.
Right.
That's produced on the earth during the tribulation period. He'll be in charge. He will. He'll be in charge of those things. God's just going to turn him loose. That's why he's getting us out of here. He ain't going to turn him loose on us. And he would be a just God if he did that.
Right.
We're delivered from the wrath to come. The Bible says we're delivered from the wrath to come.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's so dangerous. God's going to let the devil, it's his dangerous. God's going to let the devil turn the devil loose on you. Amen. Amen. Like somebody turned a dog loose on you. You want you around their property? They got a big old mean dog and they turn that dog loose on you. One of my uncle said back during the 30s, he was hopeful across the nation. 17 years old, riding freight trains, boxcars. I think about 1935 it was, you see. He said he stopped. He said he was so hungry. He said, you know what? This is starved it. He said he got this backyard of these people. He's sitting in the house and made me feel sorry for him. He said he got down in the grass and acted like he was eating grass. And he said he thought surely they'd give him something to eat. He said, they come the biggest dog loose on me you've ever seen. He said, buddy, I don't know how I did it. He said, I jumped that fence. I cleared that thing as good as any athlete could ever clear it. Get away from that dog. I won't tell you right now, but that's what's going to happen during the tribulation period. God's going to give the devil leave when he's going to turn loose everything he can on you.
Oh,
I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
Yes, sir. Bro.
That's right. A great infestation of demonic beings. Amen. And in Revelation 12, verse 12, listen to this. He said, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time.
All right.
And all these things are going to be allowed by the Almighty. God has to allow everything. The sparrow can't fall from the sky unless God allows it to fall.
Right.
God's going to allow everybody that's so to allow, he's going to have to give the devil leave way.
Right.
Amen. That's why, you see, he's running loose. You know, what do you do with an old dog is mean like that? I mean, when you want to get him and make him stop, you got to go get him and put a chain on him. When he gets ready to stop, you put a chain on the devil, Brother Tom. All right, that's nothing. Pull the hat and hail back, swimming down the neck. Put a seal in for 1,000 years. That's fine.
Yes, sir.
But he's running loose.
Amen.
It's going to be awful. Wow, he sent to the inhabitants of the earth. And this strong delusion will be sent that those that have rejected and made light of Jesus will be tormented.
Right.
And all we have to look forward to is the damnation of hell.
Right.
Let me say this also. This great delusion will produce a great confusion upon the earth. It will, buddy. You see, we're going to be taken out. And they're going to be running everywhere trying to figure out why in the world is everybody gone. The newspapers I report.
Oh, yeah.
I believe that millions have disappeared overnight. Earlier this morning, millions disappeared. Where are they? They'll be confused. They'll like say, out of space, flying saucers took them there.
Yeah.
I guarantee you they'll have all kinds of crazy things. Mm-hmm. And they'll ask them in great confusion. But again, it's going to be going on. From this cross. That's a great delusion.
Yeah.
Boy, that'll cause you to think, boy. Let me give you another lifetime preach on that one, that time. Let me give you another one. It'll also, I said, this great delusion will produce a great confusion upon the earth. Also, it'll produce a great intrusion of the devil. It will. Like I said, it'll produce a great intrusion because it'll give the devil leeway to go and do what he wants to do.
That's
right. He'll be able to do anything he wants to do. That's right. You get the wrong person in office. Boy, you talking about give them the authority and the leeway
to cancel out all of our good deals like this partial abortion, this partial birth abortion that George Bush wanted to eliminate something. I just started to stand and know that George Bush.
Right.
That one thing that he passed, that Bill Clinton veto.
Right.
I don't know how many thousands and thousands and thousands of babies died because of Bill Clinton. He'll stand before God one day and say, count of that judgment.
Amen.
He signed that thing into law.
Amen.
That was worth his entire hard earned credit.
Yes, sir. You got
to grant God on the same. You feel the same way. You don't. You need to get right with God. I don't care who you are.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. I'm not talking about jobs and money. There's other things that are more important than that. I wouldn't be a Christian living in Tarpac back down the railroad track, live on squirrel and snake, squirrel and turtle head, probably the rest of my life, and to live in bondage to the state of death and put up with the killer babies and homosexuals.
Yes, forever.
Being kissing me and kissing women.
Heaven. That's right.
Lord God, that was the way to.
Yes, sir.
People claim to be Christians and call them the Holy Spirit churches. Mm-hmm. And God is hand up to them.
Right.
We'll listen to a preacher. We'll pay attention to him. We'll try to do what he tells them to do. No, God Almighty saved your soul and placed me over you.
Right.
Amen. I'm going to tell you, James, that ain't good for you. You won't glorify God.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you that right now. It'll bring about a great confusion. Upon the earth. Let me give you another one. I'll shut up. I find also that it will bring about a great conclusion of life as we now know it.
Because
we're going to be gone from that delusion sent. It'll be sent after we're gone.
Oh, yeah.
The delusion will be sent all over the earth. Thank you. That's why he once said that all those things that happened to them in the tribulation, everything like that, said, yet they would not repent of the worst and the worst thing about it. You know what? That very good.
Amen.
That was what they were doing, all right. If you think everything you're doing is all right, you won't repent of it. You won't repent of it. You won't turn it from. You won't. You will not. You think that ain't strong delusion? Right now. But if I thought what I was doing wrong in a situation like that, hell, someone falling around me with 100-pound piece, don't you think I would repent?
Right.
The Bible says they would not still, yet they would not repent
of
their deeds. And the gods that worship, and the gods that they worship. Amen.
Amen.
Well, in Revelation 21, verse 4 and 5, the Bible says, when the former things are passed away, behold, I make all things new. Yeah, the conclusion of life as we know it is going to come to an end. It is. And you know, it would be good if you just get used to that right now. And I'm not telling you to just quit working and quit living. Go and live your life like God wants you to live your life. But don't put your roots down so deep. You think you're going to be here, possibly be here for another 50 or 100 years, you're not going to be. I'm telling you, it takes a fool not to see that Jesus is getting ready to come.
Yes,
I'm telling you right now, but it takes a fool to say that. If you've got any knowledge at all of the Bible, at all, it's got to be quick. I won't say this, and I'm going to shut up. I never listened. I used to, years ago, I was a Van Impey, a Jack Van Impey, almost a worshiper. I just thought there was nothing like Jack Van Impey. He was independent from the Baptist back then. And independent from the Baptist church, all of America used it. And I don't know what happened when he got greedy or Cody Looker or what. He left the independent realm and went ecumenical. Am I right? That's the truth.
Yeah.
He went ecumenical. He started mingling with all of different denominations. He went into ecumenical. And he knows the Bible says, do not agree how they walk together. So that we had changes in way of preaching.
Yeah.
But I was turning to get away from one of those nasty commercials that they have on Fox and on all of them on TV now. That's why I'm going to go back.
I was turning just across that Christian channel, go to the Weather Channel alert. You know, I kind of scan a little bit and then come back after I think Marshall. That's the way I do.
Yeah,
and you said you have to watch TV, but you're sitting there playing hands. You don't matter to me, man. All the whole time you want to run around. It's the truth.
Yes, sir.
Plenty of you got children sitting around. It's embarrassing.
Sure it is.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I just changed it. And yeah, I saw Bennett the other one. I wished him. That's what he was on. He threw up some pretty good stuff. And some things even the Maya Indians could make prophecy about. The town of Bullock and stuff like that. But the Chinese and everyone ones thought that the end time of life, as now as was known then, is now known, will be somewhere around 2012. Well, I disagree with that, but I believe they're in the right. I believe they're in the right time slot, but not the right time, because I don't believe the calendar's right. Roman calendar's not right, that's what we've got. See, if this calendar was right and it was 2008, we would have been in heaven. We've been in heaven for at least 8 years. Because the 7,000 year, according to the Roman calendar, we're already in it. And the number 7 is a sabbatical number. It's the number of grace and perfection. And we'll be in the 7,000 year, I'm going to be the millennial reign. And be the 1,000 years of grace. So we can't be in the millennial reign now.
That's right.
There's going to have to be 7 years of tribulation after we're taken up. So, we would have probably went up in 1993. Wouldn't have been taken up. We would have been in tribulation and we would have been good. Woo! When I tell you, brother, I don't know what the year is. It's not. We're not in the 7,000 years. I got a Jewish calendar back. The Jewish calendar's up about 1960 right now. 61, it really is. That's what they used to use. Roman calendar's not right. I just thought I'd say that to kind of clarify a lot of things we've been looking at here. Father, thank you for the message. God.